The Panama Canal, an 82-kilometer or 52-mile waterway connecting the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, is not only a testament to human ingenuity and engineering prowess, but also a critical vein in the body of international trade. Its history and evolution is an intricate story of political maneuvering, economic imperatives, and extraordinary resilience. In the 16th century, the first inklings of creating a passageway between the Atlantic and Pacific arose. European explorers, in particular, were desperate to find a solution that would shorten the maritime route to Asia, which otherwise required sailing around the turbulent Cape Horn at the tip of South America. Many believed that building a canal across the thin strip of land in Panama could significantly reduce the voyage time and cost. The idea of constructing a canal through Panama did not gain serious momentum until the 19th century, when technological advancements made such an ambitious undertaking feasible. In the 1850s, the rights were granted to American businessman William H. Aspinwall to build the Panama Railroad. His investment led to the creation of the railroad which spanned the isthmus, setting the stage for the eventual construction of the Panama Canal. The Panama Railroad provided essential infrastructure that facilitated later canal construction efforts. By 1881, the French Panama Canal Company, led by Ferdinand de Lesse, the chief architect behind the Suez Canal, began the mammoth task of building the canal. Nevertheless, the project was doomed by disease, construction difficulties, and financial problems, and ended in a spectacular failure in 1889 when the company went bankrupt. Reviving the project, the United States bought the French company's assets, and in 1904, set foot on a mission to complete the canal. Under the leadership of Chief Engineer John F. Stevens, a remarkable feat of building locks, damming rivers, and cutting through mountains was accomplished, revolutionizing civil engineering. Gatun Lake, formed by damming the Chagres River, became the world's largest artificial lake at that time. Overcoming obstacles like malaria, yellow fever, and a difficult tropical climate, the construction finally reached its end in April 1914, culminating in a landmark achievement. The operation of the canal boosted global trade significantly, making Panama a hub of international shipping. Its strategic importance also saw involvement in global events, particularly during World War II, when it played a crucial role in stabilizing American naval operations. However, the canal's ownership and control remained a contentious issue. The 1903 Hay-Bunau-Varilla Treaty had granted the United States control over the canal in perpetuity. This controversial treaty sparked resentment and anti-American sentiments in Panama, culminating in rioting and civil unrest in 1964. In response, U.S. President Jimmy Carter negotiated the Panama Canal Treaty in 1977, which promised the canal's transfer to Panama on December 31, 1999. The transfer was not without apprehension, fearing Panama's competency in maintaining the strategically important route. However, these fears were unfounded, and the Panamanians have since smoothly operated the canal, consolidating its commercial viability. The 21st century saw the canal's most significant evolution. A multi-billion-dollar expansion project completed in 2016 widened the canal and added a new set of locks. Since then, it accommodates larger vessels, increasing the canal's throughput and further enhancing its international trade contribution. Today, the Panama Canal stands as a timeless symbol of ambition, perseverance, and ingenuity. It navigates not only ships, but also the turbulent currents of history itself. Its evolution, marked by triumph and disaster, shapes and mirrors the growth of civilization and expansion of commerce.